Good morning. This past week's daf is Daf Lamed Zayin, third parak, Maseches Ketubos Elanayis. Let's see the Mishnah Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah Be'elu She'ein Lahem Knas. This is the counterpart of the Mishnah beginning of the parak. Ve'elu she'ein lehem knas. Abo ha'giyeris v'al ha'shvuyo v'al ha'shivcho she'niftu v'she'nizgav v'she'shtachru yisedos al b'nois sholu yishonam v'yemechod. This group in the Mishnah, that since they were Abbas Bia, while they were B'giyusan Bishvia and in Shivchos, so Rashi, the Kivan the Reis, the Bia, Becheskas Hefkerhein, Vinevolos Benachriyuson, Vahashvuya Bishavuson, is the Becheskas V'ula, that the Chiv Knas needs that the Isha is a B'sula, is all these are Becheskas V'ula. Rabbi Huda argues, and Huda says that by Shvuya, she's still Becheskas Pesula. The fact that she was Nishbis doesn't affect her Cheskas Pesula, and therefore there is a Chiyuv Knas. Let's see, there's two parts of the Mishnah. The latter part of the Mishnah, like we had, is as follows. Look, the Mishnah. Habol abitev abas bitoi, albas binoi abas ishte, albas binoi abas bito, ein lahem knas. These are the harayis, which there is no knas. Mipnei shemischayev binavshoi, shemisosan bidei bezdin. Right? This we've seen in the Sugi before, that the difference between these harayis and the harayis in the Mishnah, the harayis in the previous Mishnah, there was no Bisis Bezdin, there was only a Chorus. And the Akopon of Din of Kimlei, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, is not applicable by a Chorus. However, over here, Sok the Mishnah, that they're parted from the Chi of Knas because of the Halach of Kimlei. Chomaschai B'nav She'en Mishal Mom Shnema V'im Lo Ye'osen Onesh Ye'onesh. That's not exact the wording of the pasuk. Someone got a little confused on that. So this is what we've seen before, right? And this, the Mishnah itself over here tells us that the source of a din of kimlei is in this pasuk over here, kiruvin anoshim. The pasuk says lo yaosin is onesh yonish, only because lo yaosin. If there would have been an osin, like we saw in the sugis before, what the conditions of the osin over here, which would pater. Only because lo yosin is onesh yonesh. Zokt Rashi lo yosin onesh yonesh ha emiya osin lo yonesh, and this is the makor to the halacha, to the base halacha of Kinner Avmine. Now, Avataka would like to start with that. Let's see if we be able to come back around. But let's see, this Gemara over here, the second piece of Gemara, which really extends to the Mishnah Lamaches, is the Hashlomo, is the completion of the Sugya of Kinnin Rabbanei. So let's jump to over there right now. Yeah, so right now we're on Lachlamet Zayin Omer Aleph by the two dots towards the bottom. Shenemar v'lo ye'osan onoish ye'onish. Fratigmon, we're asked the following question. V'ho mi'hochan afka mi'hosan afka. K'dei rishosoy. Asks the Gemara that the source for Hakimle Rinavine, the source for getting only one of two punishments, is in the Pasuk Kedei Rish Osay. Now we've been familiar till this point that this is the source to the halacha of Malchus and Mammon, and that's really what the Ikar Pasuk is talking about. Malchus and Mammon, and on that Zochta Gemara that should include the din of Misa and Mammon. So therefore, asks the Gemara, why is the Mishnah Be'al saying that the source of Misa in Momen, is that one is not Mechuyev the Momen, is because of the Pasuk Be'al saying, shouldn't we know from the Pasuk of Kedei Rish Osay? And that answers the Gemara, no. Chod be'Misa Momen, Chod be'Malkus Momen, it's Shricha. So the Gemara that there are really two applications over here which cannot be learned from one pasuk. Tzricha. Chod of Misa b'mamon, right? And this is as we know it, right? The Gemara over here is asking the question, and the Gemara holds that you really could have learned. That's what it's asking, right? That the halacha of Kedei Rish Osay really could have included the din of Misa and Mamon. Utzricha. Gemara makes a tzrichas over here. Tzricha. The Ashmin and Misa and Mamon, we can't have one source for both. The Ashmin and Misa and Mamon, Mishum Diika Ibn of Shana. Now the Gemara seems to be asking dealing with a new question. Is the first question was that Kedei Rish Osay should include both. Pasuk of Kedei Rish Osay. Now when the Gemara says that there are two applications, one's for Misumom, one's for Malchus. A moment. Now we know which is which because the pasuk of Leah Osen is discussing a misa, and the pasuk of Kedei Rish Osay is referring to a malchus. Now the Gemara is asking why do we need both? Let the Torah write one and another other. That means the Gemara right now is asking either one pasuk. I could have learned the other one from a Mamatzino. That's what Mora is doing. I think Mora is going to make the Tzricha to tell us why you couldn't learn one from the next with a Mamatzino. So the Mora says, Tzricha, Yashm inan miso umomen. Then if the Torah told me the din of miso umomen, that means that we're talking about a Pasik, that the Pasik definitely refers to miso umomen. And therefore, Kibshute, what the Mora means is the Pasik of Leah also. Right? And that pasuk is the halacha misa moment, and the Gemara wants to know that why would I need a pasuk of Kedei Rish Osay Malchus moment? I can learn out the same idea. Utsuif miashmin a misa moment mishum diga ibn nisham misa, the greater punishment over here, or the punishment that one is receiving and passing the moment, is as ibn nisham. Rashi says as follows: mishum diga ibn nisham. Yesh kan oynish chomur v'dayi b'kach iman shosoy la'abed nishoma lehorek. And I think Gemara says that there will be a mochum lechalik, that he would get one punishment is only if it's, you only see from over there, only punishment is a very chomur dika punishment, ibud nishoma. Such a thing that it will be sufficient just to get that. However, Abu Malchus moment like Ibn Shoma Emeloi. So Rashi, ain't the Oynish Yisera the Levi Beit Harti. Rashi says that Hinza Unish Yaseiru. That's not a for him to get Malkus a moment. I wouldn't know, as if in Misa moment that would be Unish Yaseiru. More than killing him. However, if you're not killing the person, so even the Shama, so then the whole halacha not to get two, because the get of not getting two is Rashi seems to say that it's a get from Onish Yaseira. Onish Yaseira. So if the person is the greatest Onish possible, his life is taken from him. That's where this halacha was said that anything more than that we don't do. On top of taking one's life. But if that's not what's happening, and his life is not being taken, so then there's no halacha of giving two punishments. I wouldn't know that there is such a halacha.
What if he changes the lashon from chamor to yaseiru?
So I thought that what he meant to say was that the Oynish Yaseiru is only when you have the Oynish Chomer. Oynish Chomer, that is viewed as anything on top of that is an Oynish Yaseiru. In other words, Ein's Oynish Yaseiru means it was referring to the moment. Right? If you give moment on top of that, right, that's what we're talking about. So the Ibn Shama is an Oynish Chomer. And you know, Oynish Chomer is anything on top of that would be viewed as Yaseira.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zot Gemara v'yash minun malchus u'momin. Okay, so now let the Torah tell me this halacha applies by malchus u'momin, and definitely it should apply to me, some moment. So tomorrow, that yes, min malchus moment mishum deloy chomer isure. Abol misum moment the chomer isure emolo itzricha. So tomorrow, that the Torah told me the halacha that by malchus moment he's not mechuyev malchus deloy chomer isure. What he did was something that's loy chomer isure. There's a malchus over here. Abol misa umomin the chomer isuri, but if the oynish is a misa, chomer isuri emeloi tzricha. Now let's see the Rashi on that. Zok Rashi, the loy chomer isuri loy over avera chamura, v'dayay shetanishen oynish echad. He wasn't over. That's by maximum, that over there. That is the sfar to say fakert, that if what he did was the level of the avera that is done, this that we let him get away with the moment is only if it's a loy chomer isure. But if it's chomer isure, something on the contrary which the iser is that much greater, and it's deserving of a much greater punishment. So that's an indication on the Isser. So in such a case over there, then we wouldn't let him get away without having full punishment. Now over here, let's speak this through over here. This is something which needs a little bit explanation over here. Is that we're talking like this. What are we discussing? The din, the halacha of kim lebed rabbinin, let's say with the chi of misa, applies even if the moment is not related at all to the right, that's not related at all to the avera itself. Right, so what does the Gemara mean to say over here when the Gemara says that it's chomer isure or not chomer isure? What does the iser have to do with the moment? No, so it was the Gemara seems to be saying is that since Chomer Yisurei, he did something with Chomer Yisurei, so for such a thing that we wouldn't let him get away without the full punishment. Now the Isser has to do with the Chiyuv Misa. Now the moment, right? The moment doesn't necessarily at all have to do with the Isser that we're talking about. Right, so how do you understand this Gemara? Is the Gemara Taka referring to all situations, and still the Gemara has such a svara, or what we first have to think about the Gemara is that maybe the Gemara is not speaking about all situations. Let's talk about us over here, right? Let's say the dinner of Benegeta Knas, right? So the Knas in our case is Taka Machmas the Oinis. Which the Isur of Bia, that's what the Isur over here is, being over an Isur. Right, so let's even examine that for a second, right? Because what happened? Someone was Ma'anis Bita. So what are the two Chiyuvim over here? There's a Chiyuv Misa for Arayis, and then there's a Chiyuv Knas for the Halacha of Oinis. So even over here, one could also ask the question: What's the Sfarat Gemara saying? Since it's Chomer Yisurei, so we shouldn't allow him to get away without having the full Chiyuvim over here, and therefore the moment he would be including the moment also, right? Because it's Chomer Yisurei. So even over here, right? One could ask the question that the Chiyuv Knas is not due to the Baal Bita. It happens to be that it was a Baal Bita. But as far as the Chiyuv Knas, it's the same Chiyuv as it would have been everyone else. Right? So what is the Gemara saying? That since it's Chomer Yisurei, that why is that a Svara concerning the moment over here? Chomer Yisurei, and as Bishlama, if it was the Isur Bita itself which went into the Chiyuv moment, Then there's a svara of Chomer Yisurei. So Chomer Yisurei, he'll get the full chiyuvim from it. Right? We won't be makel on him to pattern him from some chiyuvim. But being that the chiyuv moment over here has nothing to do with the chomer of the iser. Right? It's as far as the oinis, it's all the same din. Over there, it happens to be he's baal bita. That's fine. Kind. So that he's having that chiyuv. Right, the Chiyuv Misa of Baal Bita. So what does that have any bearing on the moment? Now like this. So now the question that we're asking now is assuming that what the Gemara is saying is Chomer Yisurei, so he has to get the full repercussions of the full Isser. On that, we're asking a question. Well, that the moment is not really a repercussion of the Chomer Yisurei. It's just a byproduct. Yeah. Right? You know, Zachreis, right? You know, if someone on Shabbos, right? You know, someone is like we had before, you know, in Kodesh Yirayim, you know, right, Zerik Ches Mitchilas Dal, the Seif Dal. Right, so he's over Chiv Shan, and there's a Chiv Mazik, which happened to come along with it. Right, so Shabbos is Chomer Yisurei, but the Chiv Mazik, which happened to happen over here, what does that relate to this at all?
Because it's the same Maisa. I mean, you did a Maisa that had an Isser Chomer in it.
Okay.
So all of the repercussions of that Maisa, you shouldn't have a Hakala.
Okay, so I think what we're saying now is a little different than we started, right? That till now. We're talking about an Isser Chomer, you get the full brunt of the Isser Chomer. On that, we're asking a question that the moment doesn't really relate to the Isser Chomer. So now what we're offering of a little different understanding of what the Gemara means to say is, and I'll say in this nusach, that an Isra Chomer can't be, and I'm going to see if I was saying it the same way. And I was going to say that being that it's an Isra Chomer, so an Isra Chomer can't part of you from other things. Isra Chomer can't be a ptur, can't cause a leniency. Right? Rather than saying that you have to get the full chiv that the Isra Chomer is giving you, because on that we're asking the Isra Chomer is not really giving you that chiv. That chiv doesn't have to do with the Isra Chomer. So I'm right now talking such a nusach and working really with an idea of a ptur, that the Isra Chomer can't bring a leniency and patter the moment. Right? Mm. That's one nusach. One way we could say it. I think you were saying a little bit differently. You're saying that the Isser Chomer means that if this Maisa has in it an Isser Chomer, so this Maisa itself takes on a Chomer now, and now the full Chiyuv that this Maisa might have brought along have to come along. So according to that, what that would have to mean is that somehow this Maisa in general took on the chomer of what it happened to have accomplished, and now, in all senses, this ma'isa is chomer, right? Which is, you hear that is not such a posh svara that the ma'isa in totality should get the chomer because this ma'isa happens to be that it's a chomer. There's two things happening over here.
Okay, I have a different kasha that might point towards your teretz.
Okay. Yeah.
if it says here that, let's just read the lashon, right? Biashmian malchus umamun mishum de lo chamir asuri aval misu umamun de chamir asuri emalo. Right. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like. Sorry, am I saying it the wrong way? Hold a second. Right, this is right here. There's a more of a reason to pater
by Malchus and Mammon.
By Malchus and Mammon, mm-hmm. Just based on the fact that you have an Isser. My problem was the problem was they're saying that. Because the Isser is so great, you wouldn't potter it.
You wouldn't potter, okay. Okay. I mean, in that nusach, right, so that's mamash our question, that the chiv moment, right, it doesn't have the chaymer ha-Isser, right? It's not like the chiv moment is so great, it's not potterable. That's the question that we're asking. That the svara that Mora is saying over here is that if we just know that by Malchus and Mammon there's no Chiyuv Mammon, so I wouldn't know Misa Mammon. Why? Because it's Chomer Yisurei. So what does the Gemara mean with Chomer Yisurei? And it would sound like that it's all Chomer. So we can't pater him. We can't let him go. Without getting the full chiyuv of this Isra Chomer, and on that we were asking that the moment is not because of an Isra Chomer, it's not why one is mechiyuv momenis. On the contrary, right? I mean, the Isra Chomer usually doesn't have a chiyuv momen. It's just a chiyuv misa. There's something else which is also happening, which is the chiyuv momen, which that's not an Isra Chomer.
Well, I understood it differently.
Okay, right. Okay, let's hear. That's what we're discussing over here. What do we mean here? Okay, how did you understand it?
I understood when it's Chomer Yisurei, because it's such a Chomer Yisurei, it did such a terrible thing, we don't have a problem giving him two punishments of the same kind.
That's what does that mean?
But that's
when they have a concept of kim lev rabam that you can't give two punishments for the same crime, but the guy didn't do something so bad. When a guy did something really bad, So we have no problem giving him two punishments for the same crime. I think even Rashi, I don't know if it's on this Rashi or it's a, yeah, the previous thing, but Rashi says the word Einza Onesh Yisera V'Lama Beitarti. Like he's let us do both. It's actually, I think, in the previous line. But
yeah, it's on the other side of the Gemara.
But the Lashon Onesh Yisera means that the Kimle Rabbah Bine means that the one punishment is big enough to cover anything, right? But if the Iser is so chamor, so you're saying that then the onus isn't extra. There's no extra left. That onus totally gets used up by the chi of Misa. That there's nothing left over to now potter him from the mamonas, right?
But you mean you're hearing that the concept of yisera is as this, like, you know, the punishment for that avera, it has room to take care of other things.
I mean, that's what the lesson sounds of Rashi, right?
I don't think Rashi means that the punishment is extra, is really more than he deserves, and therefore that's the basis of including other things. That'll be a little hard to say, right? Because if someone doesn't do a chiv mamon, then we wouldn't look at it if he's getting more than he deserves. So definitely, whatever punishment is fully deserving, just even without the moment, right? Of course, that's whatever he's getting, we look at it that it's deserving. The Onesh Yisera, the Rashi means, is referring to moment on top of the Misa. Right? That's what the Yisera over there means.
But if you look in the bottom of Rashi says, yeah, Dayush Tarish Onesh Echad.
Right.
And that's why Locha Meisure. So it's Malchus. The guy didn't do so bad of an avera. So one onesh is enough. But when he does Misa, when he does a more chamer onesh, the chamer isure, so we can give him two onishes.
So let's just hear what that means. It's enough. It's enough to give him one. But if he did such a chamer, it's not enough. It's not enough. So what is the idea of enough over here? I mean, he's getting what, as far as where the chaymer lies, he's definitely getting enough, right? It's not that he needs more to punish him for the chaymer yisure, right? That's,
we don't have a problem giving him two things for the same crime.
Because it's Chomer Isure, we don't mind giving him more. I mean, what is the moment? How do you understand? How does the moment talk to the Chomer Isure? Since he did such a bad thing, so maybe in other instances we wouldn't be Mechayev Mom, but over here, he did something so bad, so we're going to give you a moment also. You know, that's a little hard to understand, because the moment is not a punishment it doesn't relate b'chlal to the iser that he did. So how does the fact that he did a davar chomer? Okay, you know, we're going to give you as much as we can, so that we'll give you a moment also.
Is the money for ripping his shirt, or is the money for damage to his body?
What do you mean with that?
Ruben killed Shimon,
right?
And we had a Havmina that he would have to pay money, and he must get Misas Pezin for killing Shimon. So the money that he would have to pay for Shimon, would it be for ripping Shimon's shirt and damaging his property, or would it be for damaging Shimon's body?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
There's no chovo by Misa.
So So it'll be like for ripping.
Ripping your shirt, right.
So I've got my question. It keeps going out because I'm trying to listen and get the questions in time.
Yeah.
But
okay.
if the issue was that you did such a chomer thing, right, and that should puncture the mammon, but by Malkus it wasn't as chomer, and therefore you it puncture the mammon, meaning the misa, the action of the misa was so bad.
Is that what it means, or
I'm suggesting the way we were learning, not like
saying,
you.
But we are you talking right now? I'm the first Saturday morning. Which Saturday?
I'll explain. Give me a second.
Yeah.
If you understood that the reason that you would pay mammon is because the Isser was so bad by an Isser Misa, then right, then what we see that even when you don't get the punishment, it still potters the mama.
So that's.
Let me go to the first side. Let me say it to you. You're opening a
whole new style now.
Yeah, I am entering. Because I want to say, let's go back to the first side of the Gemara. And maybe I'll just ask the question more simply this way before we do it. It says, right, the Ashman of Misa Umamun, right, if we would learn Misa Umamun potters, Dika ibud neshama, because the onish is so great, therefore you don't get the mammon. Okay.
So that's the point, right? The point is the onish, not the chomer isure at all.
Okay. Right. Aval malchus mammon, but malchus mammon deleika ibud neshama, because it's not such a great punishment, so you should also get the mammon.
Right.
Okay. So then, shouldn't you be able to learn a kal v'chomer on chayve malchus shogegin? If the whole reason you're putter from the mon by a misa is because it's such a great punishment, but nevertheless, even when you don't get the misa, it still putters the mamun, then chayv malchus shogegin also. It should putter even when you don't get it.
I didn't follow that.
Okay.
One time?
If the whole reason you're not paying mamun is because misa is such a chomer thing, because the punishment of misa is so bad,
right?
That's why you're not paying the mammon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we see even when you don't get the misa, you're still putter from the mammon.
So you're asking a question on the Gemara Svara. How could that possibly be the reason? Because of the chomer, you see the halacha applies even when you don't get it.
Right.
That's a good question.
Right. So wouldn't you then have a kal v'chomer to chave malchus shogegin?
But just stop right there. So you just ask a question on the Gemara that what the Gemara says is obviously not true. Because even when you don't get it, you're still potter. So that's a question right there. So you first have to answer that question before you go further and build on it. So good question, right?
Right. So we said previously we answered that question by saying because it's the Isser is so chomer, right? Isn't that what we said?
And that's true, but that doesn't work with this far of the Gemara, right? You know, we could explain why that's true, but the reasoning that the Gemara is going right now seems to not be working with the halacha of shogegin.
Okay.
Right? So you're asking raising a very good point. Right? So in the chanami, right? That's a good question. That's a good question. How could the Gemara possibly say that if I just knew the halacha of misa moment because it's ibn neshama, there is no ibn neshama by shogegin? That's a question. That's a complete question right there. Right there. So where do we go from there?
I assume that it'd be saying, okay, we have a separate din. Right now, we're just talking about this pasuk of Lo Yanish. Okay, we have a separate Gezeirus HaKosuv that comes to, but that has nothing to. It's a separate limud. We'll learn that later. Right now, we're just dealing with.
Okay, so if we're doing that, then Mamonoshach. I mean, if we're not dealing with that, then you can't use that. You know, the kavachom that you want to make is
no,
inviting that din here, no?
My kavachom would come later. Now that later, when you're going to learn chayve misa shogegin is putter, shouldn't you have a kavachom or the chayve malka shogegin that should also be putter?
Okay, see.
My thing is coming later.
It's okay, if it's not here, it's not here, right? So then this gemara is what it is.
But I think that there's a nafkamina for the way you're explaining versus the way that we were understanding.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's hear that.
Because if he understands that the chomer is the maisa, then you're going to have this problem. But if you learn the way you're suggesting, that
that you can't have a kula come out of a misa, right? It's so chomer that you can't have a kula come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I thought I had before that my kal v'chomer then would go away, but now I'm not getting it. Sorry. Thoughts go in and out.
Mm-hmm. hold it. We can work it out. Listen, you know, sometimes the clarity eludes us, but we'll come back. We'll bring it back. Mm-hmm. But you're definitely raising a good point. Sean, what do you say about this? What about the good question, right? The halacha of shreigigin. Right? What do you do with the halacha of shreigigin? Ibn Shama. Okay. We'll hold that question. We'll think about how to answer that. Okay, Akoparim. So we just spoke to the Gemara, the Shrichas, and the Gemara. Now I just want to point out something as follows. I'm just gonna mention something that we had in the past. Remember, we discussed in the past. Maybe we brought sources from the Gedolei HaAchronim that the halacha of Kimlei Ravne and the halacha of Kedem Shosa are really two different halachas. They're not the same. They're not the same din, right?
The stencils.
Yeah, right. So I think this Gemara over here, if I'm not mistaken, is a question that they ask on that, right? Because the Gemara over here is making a tzrichasa from these two halachas over here. Right? Sounds like from the Gemara that it, intrinsically it's one din, and you know if not for these chalukim, we would have learned both of these achim from the same pasuk, right? Okay, just dai behor. Okay, just wanted to raise that point over here. Okay.
I mean, how does Misa and Malkus come into this also?
Okay, that's the next line of Gemara.
Okay,
we'll see. Okay. Okay. Very good. Yeah. Zokti Gemara. Uler Meir de Omar Loike Mishalim. Tati Lomalim. Ask the Gemara the following question. That, okay, now the Gemara in general is really discussing these two psukim over here. And the Gemara just told us that we have two sources which talk about some form of getting only one of two punishments. And the Gemara made the tzricha, so why we need two psukim? Okay, that's all very good. If you take a hold that there are two halachas, but according to Meir Omar Loike Mishalim Tati Lomali, what are both psukim? Now it's interesting.
What comes first? The pasuk tells us a halacha, and therefore they have halachas, or they have a sheet and then they fit it into the psukim?
What does that mean?
Here it seems like Rameer has the sheet, the Loka Mishalim, and therefore he has to figure out how to figure out the psukim. I thought that we learn the psukim and we learn the halachas from the psukim and we come down what the halacha is. We have a pasuk teaches us this, a pasuk teaches us that, and therefore we know what the halacha is. It seems like from this Gemara, we're figuring out how does Rameer.
Well, like this. I hear what you're asking. Let's speak like this. That. I mean, L'chaira, one could ask a question that like, why is the Gemara asking this question here, now? I mean, this is, it's not my kind of question, right? Right? The Meir does hold Loka Misham, so what does he do, what does he do the pasuk of Kedei Rishasa, right? Kedei Rishasa, right?
Maybe the pasuk Kedei Rishasa shows where Meir is wrong.
Okay, but he still holds what he holds, right? So you know that's the question. How does he learn the pasuk? How does he learn the pasuk? Right? We're not asking him, right? Exactly. Right? He knew how to be Ma'afas Ledger, right? So obviously he learns the pasuk of something else. So I don't know why exactly the pasuk the Gemara asks this question,
probably asks the same question
in this context
over there also.
Okay. Yeah. Finished. But but this question doesn't, I don't know why does it come in this context that we're discussing the tzrichas and this and that. I mean, in the sugya of the Kedei Rishasa, we could have asked the question, that, you know, if according to Meir, you hold like a Misham, so what do you do with this pasuk, right? You know, whatever the answer is, you know. I don't know exactly why the Gemara is asking it in the, like, in the Tarti Lomali. Well, why get involved in the Tarti? Let's just focus on this one pasuk by itself, right? You know, how do you learn Kedera Shasa, right?
However, he ends up explaining how he learns Kedera Shasa, and then he's going to have two psukim, and then he's going to have to explain Tarti, why we need both.
Okay, you want to be a step ahead? Okay. Yeah, okay, that could be. Let's see. Zokta Gemara. Ul Rameh Dorma Leukim Yishalim Tati Lomali. Zokta Gemara. Chodo B'miso Momen V'chodo B'miso Malkis. Zokta Gemara. According to Rameh, Malkis and Momen, that you have to get both. So the halacha that you have, if there are two halachas that when one has two punishments you only get one, it's going to have to be when it's misa and malchus. So it's a misa malchus and a misa moment. That's the halacha that you have according to Meir. Chodah b'misa moment, v'chodah b'misa malchus. So the misa is always the einish achomer, and that's going to be pattering, or one will not get the last chum, which will be the momen and the malchus. And on that thing, Mora says, utzricha, as if to say, that why do I need two psukim for that, right? And it could be like Yo was saying. Yeah.
On the previous, when we had chad the misa, or momen, chad the malchus, or momen, we had a previous Gemara that so it was a svar that maybe malchus is more chumer, or a svar maybe Mammon is more chumer, between Malkus and Mammon. However you learn, does everyone agree that when there's Malkus and Mammon, according to the Chacham that argued the Meir, the person gets Malkus and doesn't get Mammon? Or does anybody say they get the Mammon and they don't get the Malkus?
One more time, Nochman and
Talen. According to the Chacham that argued the Meir,
right,
then you can't be Lokim and Shalim. We had a Gemara before that there was a svar that maybe Mammon is more chumer, or there's a svar that maybe Malkus is more chumer between the two. So, according to the Chachamim, does everyone agree, according to the Chachamim, that when there's Malkus and Mammon, they get the Malkus, they don't get the Mammon? Or does anybody say that they get Mammon and not Malkus when there's Malkus and Mammon?
So,
I know you can't get Tarti, but...
So this, right. So this, so if you recall Ula, at the beginning of the Sugya, the Shita of Ula, that Shita's Ula over there, according to Rashi, L'chayra, is that he holds that the halacha of Kedev Shosai is that Memayin Rishalam Milkaloi Loki.
So when our Tzrichas and our Gemara, the previous Gemara, before we brought Rameir in, is the same according to Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, or would it be different if the person is going to end up getting the Mammon instead of the Malchus?
No, very interesting. The Lashon of the Gemara seems to be going like Rabbi Yochanan.
That's right. Well, that's another way of saying what I wanted to say.
Well, let's even start a step before that. Would we even have the question in the first place that both halachas could be learned from one pasuk? One you're getting the moment, and when you get in that moment, right?
So you need to pursue it.
Right, so it could be that the question doesn't even start according.
So the question is only according to Rabbi Yochanan?
Possibly, yeah.
The Gemara's Lashon makes it sound like it's Rabbi Yochanan, right?
I mean, definitely the primary shita in coming off the sugya is like that. Like we saw some Rishonim say that even according to Ula. You know, it's just by negay to the psukim by Einis, right? Mm-hmm.
For Rashi, that's called Hecha.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So the Gemara itself over here, you know, wouldn't bother us if the Gemara is going in the Iker Shita. However, But you know, Ulu also has to answer the question. And when we're just saying that question, could be the question doesn't start in the first place, according to Ulu.
Okay.
Okay. But good. Very good point. You know, holding the cheshbonis. That's very, very good. Keeping everything fresh in the sugya. Full stardom. Very good. That's great. Yeah. Okay. So we're saying that according to Rav Meir. Right, and I like what Rav Yoel said before, benigay to why the Gemara is discussing it over here, that maybe in Achanam, the Gemara is not just merely asking the question, what does he do with it, right? But the Gemara understands that there is some kind of halacha that you have over here, and according to him, it's not going to talk to Momin. So, you know, how does he, what are the two halachas? Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. Is if it's a davar pasha to us, that this pasuk Devar Shasa is coming to tell me one punishment. It's not like he doesn't dash in this at all. Apparently, that's not an option. You know, just to learn something else over here.
It's learned out of the word rishaso. It's lashon yachid. Rishaso. How would you say plural? Rishasav. What would be the plural if you wanted to say plural?
I don't know.
Rishasav, maybe.
Mm-hmm, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Zotimaisa. So Mara brings in a new thing that we have not yet discussed. Misa and Malkus. Aloha of Misa and Malkus. And that's the two psukim that Rameyer has. And the Mara asked the Tzrichisa on that. Misa and Malkus. And this would not, you know, what we discussed before, the previous tzricha is not going to help us, because the previous tzricha had to do with the difference of the chomer between Misa and Malkus. But over here in this case, that the chomer is all the same, it's all a Misa, and what we're patterning is Malkus and Momon. So Zokti Mora Tzrich Diashmin and Misu Mom Mishum the Chod be Gufei the Chod be Moine. And Mora saying a new svara as follows. As far as the concept of two punishments, Zokti Mora as follows. Diashmin and Misu Mom Mishum the Chod be Gufei the Chod be Moine Le Avdino. Mitzad Echad is a svara to say that being that the punishment presents itself in two different places, one's begufa and one's bimemoine. That's misa in moment. So that would be viewed as two punishments. Avo b'miso malchus di begufa ema misa arichtahi neved be zokta gemara. But misa and malchus, since both are being done begufa, so that would have been as far to say that we don't view that as two separate punishments. It's a Misa Richter.
We're not going to keep on giving him Malkus till he dies.
No. Right. So what do you mean with that?
I mean, it's a separate thing. It's not. If you keep on hitting him till he's dead, so then it will be a Misa Richter. You give him 39 and then you keep on going till he's dead. So that's, but this is not Misa Richter. You give him Malkus and then an hour later you do skilo or something.
So even if that's so, but just like you, according to what you're saying, you keep on hitting him, so that the first Malkus is the scholas hamisa. So however you finish it off, you'll finish it off. It shouldn't be a difference whether you can finish it off by whipping him or you finish it off by a different means.
He eventually doesn't die because you started to hit him with the Malkus.
But I mean, it's a haskola. I mean, in you understand better in your case that
he's already half dead when you gave him 39 malchus and you keep on going.
So the last blow killed him because of the first.
Right. It keeps on. 100 blows kills him. So you did the 39. That the malchus is tchilas misa. It's the beginning of his misa. Just he keep on going until he's dead. Here is no shekhis. You end up killing him with a sword, and the sword would have killed him the same whether he got malchus beforehand or not.
But it's saying that the death is like an extension of the most severe injury is death. It's not, in other words, it's not two separate things. It's being injured is you know the mild punishment, and then the most extreme of it is dying from it.
But it's two separate things.
So that's all. I mean,
the more is equating the concept of malikot lekul, malikot lepalga.
The deterioration of the body, right, is in a mild form is an injury, and its extreme is where the body just totally is gone. Or whatever, the neshama is gone.
So, but the first step is that definitely the Gemara is not limited to how you would have liked to understand that the misarichta means that blow number one is playing a role in the misa.
He's 2% dead. He's 5% dead.
Right. You're saying more. That at the 100% at the end, 10% came from the first Malkus. Right. So the Gemara is not limited to that. Right. That's what the Elim is telling over here, that this Sforas HaGemara of the concept of Misa Richta is the fact that every hezek, every weakening is a step toward the total Misa. So even though at the end of the day, that what happened to him was something which didn't need the preliminary step, right? But the Gemara is not limited to that for the fact that everything is needed to play to bring about the end. So the point of the Gemara is that it wouldn't be viewed as two separate punishments because they work hand in hand. It's one of a kind, and therefore we would view the Malkus as a Hascholo to the Misa. Zok the Gemara. V'yashmin Misa Malkis detarti begufe lo yavdinon. Avo b'misa moment techot begufe v'chad v'moin eim b'nefe b'yitzricho. Zok the Gemara, an opposite svara. There's a svara to say mamash v'aker, that if you would not look as the Malkis and moment as a Misa Richter, and therefore, and we would view each thing as something. So we see a multiple oinish, right? In one place, in one gufa, he's getting this and he's getting that. However, by Malkus Mamon, since the place that the punishment is affecting is two different places, even though true in the total mensch, the person, right? You know, it comes together, but as far as what the din of Kedei V'Shosei over here is that only if Taka it will be something that B'chad Mokim, that's all we would see from the halacha of Misa and Malkus. And therefore, Zot Gemara, Tzricha. Now, let's see over here that the Gemara is speaking, that is this in Reb Meir, but according to the Rabbon Reb Meir, so where does the halacha of Misa Malkus come in? So look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, "V'chod b'Misa Malkus." Look, Tosfos v'Rabbonon Malkus u'Momin u'Misa u'Malkus tavar nafim teresh osay. Because you know, we have three applications, or we have two psukim, right? So Zok Tosfos as follows, that the din of Kedei V'Shosei includes all oifanim, all applications where Malkus takes place. Malkus amomen, misa Malkus, tavar nafim Kedei V'Shosei. The mashma in Mischaiv Bahadei Malkus, the Kapos is talking about Malkus, and the Pasik is talking about when there's a multiple punishment in addition to which comes on with the Malkus. Bahadei Malkus, misa amomen, and on that the Torah said, Mishom Nishachas the Mechaiv. Now,
the footnote in English says the Ramban argues with Tosus and says that Malkus and Mamon, Malkus
and Misa.
Misa and Malkus, thank you. Misa and Malkus doesn't need a pasuk according to the Ramban. It's learned out from Svar between the other two, there's one pasuk for Malkus and Mamon, there's one pasuk for Misa and Mamon, and Misa
and
Malkus doesn't need a
pasuk. Yeah. Well, a mamatzino, like you can
like
make
a mamatzino type. Yeah.
Sarashov.
It's a footnote in English. I didn't look at the Ramban, so okay. I don't know how I can. That's how I understood it. Shlomo has the footnote if you want to read it. If you want to tell, say it better.
Now, let's just think about this a little bit over here. Because what's coming out over here is as follows. That Tosis is telling us that the positive Ksav Yishos, which is talking about Malkus, right? And on that the Pasuk is saying that any other punishment that comes along with Malkus, there's a din of Ksav Yishos. Now, which punishment you get really is not the same. Right? That because when you have Malkus and Mises, you get the Misa and not the Malkus. When there's Malkus and Mom, you get the Malkus. And not the moment, right? So what the halacha over here is really not the same. Now Tosis we'll see in a second.
You can only get one punishment.
Okay, with the one which is the one you're going to get. But Tosis asks it maybe even a little stronger, because this that we know that by Malkus and Momen you get the Malkus is because of the Hemshech HaPsukim. The pasuk says Abor Miakenu. That was the source. Right, Somach Le'Abraham Yakenu, the Gemara says. Right, so if that's so the pasuk seems to be saying Kidei Rishosoi, you don't get more than one. What do you get? The pasuk says Abraham Yakenu. So the pasuk seems to be dictating what you get. So how did it come to be that we're deciding otherwise? That in this pasuk is also including Misa and Malkus, and over there you're getting the Misa. So Tosis says as follows. That that's
the pasuk according to
Rabbi
Yochanan, right?
Yeah. So
that's the
pasuk
according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Right. Which is like we're saying this sugi is going with that. Mikol mokem ein lonu loymer the yilke v'lo yomus. K'moish loyk v'enem shalom. The isgure isgur. Okay, the purpose bin Yisrofim. On that Tosis it says as follows. This is an interesting thing. It's like this: is that we find, you know, all the Gemaras that svara plays a role. Right? Chazal knew when to apply the svara. Right? Not always could we use our svara, but when we have the svara of Chazal, and therefore that's a davar pashut. That if the Torah is telling me that if someone mechuyev misa and malchus, then it doesn't make sense that he should get the less of the two, only the Malkus, and therefore that's as far as Guri Isgur. How is it possible that you're downgrading?
What's the title of the word Isgur?
I think it means to downgrade. I believe so. It's like a question. And therefore, so even though the pasuk says Abraham Yakenu, but it's a davar pasuk to us. That in this application of Misa and Momen, the Pasuk is not referring to that. And Tosfos Bavorns over here, Shitas Ulo, Vavkav Gabi Momen Umalkis, Amrina and Dinidin Bim Momen, Afilo. Mimoyne lekula, right? This Marshat, I believe, says is referring to Shitas Ula. He's saying that by Malkus and Mom, we do find such a thing. There's a spot over there why it's possible that we're makel on the Mazik. I call know that the Nechbal shouldn't lose his money. But when it doesn't involve a different party, then it's still a poshut that the svara says that you shouldn't get less of the two punishments. A person has a misa and a malchus, and they were only going to get one. So that's a double poshut in svara that one will only get the misa. And even if the posik over here suggests abom yakenu, it's poshut that's only referring to one scenario, which is in the posik in apple.
Because it's not sporadic to say that
you'll give them out because when he's
deserving Misa.
Right. This thing about the Chasrachman on Nechbal, we had it in the Tosis before.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm. Very good.
Very good. Right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Question on there's a chance.
Okay, let's hear.
Rabbi Meir's svara that you don't get Malkus and Mamun was because, you know, it stays shameless, right? So why does he say you don't get Malkus and Mamun?
But Meir says you do get malchus.
Oh, sorry. Why does he say you do get malchus? Sorry. Why? That you're not putter.
Okay. So you have to know what that Gemara says. What is Shtei Shem? Let me hear what your understanding of that is.
I don't know. I'm asking a question. I don't know why he would apply that to malchus and mammon. He doesn't apply it to misa and mammon. He doesn't apply it to malchus and misa. Only applies it to malchus and mammon. Why? What's the difference?
So that's really a question. How to understand over there? Is the Shemus a reason why he's not open to learn Kidei Rishasai, or he's after that, right? And even after he doesn't learn Kidei Rishasai, there's still something to speak out, something to explain why in this scenario. That is that two chiyuvim.
Your question was, why don't we say lo Hashem hamevi lezeh, maybe lezeh by misa? Is that your question?
Yeah, misa and mama and all that.
I wouldn't have thought of that question, but it's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Right. So we have to really learn over there the Rishonim over there what he means with the shemes. And after we learn that, then we'll know, you know, how to ask the question if there still is a question.
Okay,
right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's a good point. Okay, it's definitely an end that has to be tied together. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Zot the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to enter some new Tadim over here. Right, once we're discussing all the Tadim, Zot the Gemara as follows. There's a pasuk which says, "Loisikhu koyfer lenefesh reitzeach." Zok Rashi, see the Tap Rashi. Loisikhu koyfer. The mash menami im tagenu loy tanishenu momen.
How do you have such a haver? You know, doesn't the word koyfer mean paying money as a kapara? Isn't that what the word koyfer means? The pasuk uses the word koyfer. We find the word kofar by Shor HaMuad. The whole thing is he's paying money to get himself off the hook. Isn't that the title of the word? How can we have a havmi that means that you'd be making pay mammon in addition to the Nisa?
Okay, valid question. Anyone have any thoughts on that? Why was the Gemara assuming that, like Rashi says, "Mashnami im tagena lo tanishenim omen"? If you're killing him, don't punish addition as if that this would be another source to the kimlay idea.
Right.
And that Gemara is asking, you know, why
right.
do we need a second pasuk for that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara answers, well, you're asking that lechol that's poshut. Well, why would we have thought otherwise?
I think that's what the word kofar means. I think.
Well, let's see the Gemara's answer, and maybe that'll help us start thinking. Zot the Gemara. So the Gemara's answer is as follows: Do Amrachmona loisishko memayni minei resifte mektolo. The pasuk over there is coming to say something different. The pasuk means to say that don't take an exchange. He'll buy out his nefesh. What do they call that? They pay money to bail you out.
If I didn't have Rashi, I wouldn't have a problem.
One thing, which Rashi are you have?
The first two Rashi. The
first two Rashi.
Page.
Okay, so let's do the second Rashi, then we'll get there. To Omer Achmona is a Rashi Shinu Yehu. This is an answer. Shinu Shanina Lav Lashmina and Loisave Beitarti. The puzzle is not coming to tell me that we don't do both. Lashmina and Bechiv Misa Lavado Shleifte Bemomen. We're talking about a regular chiv misa which has no other chiv coming along, and the pasuk is coming to tell us that we can't accept a payment to keep him alive. Yeah. Okay. Let's hear. What do you want to say?
I mean, I would think this pasuk has nothing to do with Kimla Rabba at all, but I would think that the Gemara is telling us it's starting the topic of. Paying money, can somebody pay money and get off the hook and not get Misa's presence? So it brings in the pasuk. What's this pasuk? This pasuk explains to you, you can't do that. And then we're going to bring another pasuk about galus and the same thing.
For example, the Gemara asks a lomali, right? The Gemara is asking lomali. So how would you explain that?
What's this pasuk teaching us?
So the lomali is not so much that I know what it's saying and why do you need it. It's lomali means what is it coming to say? It's more of just a kind of.
What do we learn from this pasuk? And it's introducing the whole concept. You can't pay money and get off the hook, not get visa. You can't pay money and get off the hook, not get golos. And bringing in, that's the topic. But I think, obviously, Rashi knows what he's doing, and Rashi's connecting it to the previous sugya, obviously. So my according to me, has no shame in the previous sugya.
Right.
It's just
right.
Out of the blue. But I don't understand what happened.
Mm-hmm. So let's just try to work a little bit over here, because I'll tell you the truth that I have a little problem with the Morris Teretz, really. The Torah says that someone's mechuyev misa. Would anyone have a havami to think that he could pay himself off? I'm like, what? I need a pasuk to tell me that.
We see later that you can do it from misa b'day shemayim. We see by Shor Amud. We see such a concept.
Okay, the Torah tells us that such a thing is not only that, but the Torah tells us that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Maybe so, you would learn it from there.
Yeah, that the Gemara even says that.
Okay, right. Okay. But I just wanted to use this idea, is that that's maybe a source over there, right? But possibly over here, where the Gemara is coming from over here is that even though maybe you're right that Koifer usually might refer to that, but it's possible that the Gemara is the Havmin of the Gemara is because. Being that the Gemara didn't think that there should be any reason why the Torah should tell me that that Bezdin shouldn't accept a replacement for one's nefesh, so that's why the Gemara understood that the understanding this pasuk must be something which means something else.
The next shricha has a whole thing. If we didn't have both psukim, we taka would think that you could pay money and get the ransom and not get killed. Mamish, Ibn Neshama, the next right in a couple of lines. We Mamish would really think that you can Mamish do that.
Okay, let's see. So the Gemara's answering that. Now the Gemara's talking about. The Gemara is heading now to the din of Golus. Zokta Gemara, this pasuk over here, lomli, why do I need this pasuk? Now, what's the Gemara's saka daitach on this pasuk? Zok Rashi, v'sikhul koifer lonos, kosaka daitach le'save beitarti lo'herig b'shoegi golus umon. Now, this one taka could ask that once the Gemara, right, let's just speak this through over here. That the Gemara told us that we'll call it the ransom. We don't take a ransom. Now the Gemara goes a step further, and the Gemara says. That there's another pasuk. Mora asks, "What I need this pasuk for?" The Gemara is understanding that this is also a kimle halacha. Zok Rashi says, "Beitarti loherig b'shoegeg golus umamen." So so the Gemara right now, even though we already opened up the idea of taking a replacement for the chiyuv, the Gemara is not open to that right now. Right? We'll see in a second why. And that Gemara says, no, Domar Achmona, lo yisishkom moin minei v'sifte min ha-golus.
According to the Gemara's Teretz, how do we know that you can't do golus and moin?
What does that mean?
Now that we say this pasuk is telling you you can't pay money and ransom not to go to Golis, so if somebody does an avera that they kill b'shogi, they're supposed to go to Golis, and they also have a chayvus moment for the same ma'isa, how do we know that you don't get both?
So what did you, what from your ideas till this point, you basically told my halacha of chayv misa shogigin.
Chayv misa shogigin.
Right. So till this point, did we have such a source?
Yes. Okay. That was
Chayv misa shogigin. Okay, so that's the answer to the question.
That you're part of. But that's lochi lachta bein, shogi lameza bein, mischavim lehen mischavim. So that's the source.
We definitely have a source. Now, maybe you want to ask a question, right?
If that's the source, then what?
Yeah, yeah. Someone's saying, let's take the one thing at a time. Let's just learn this piece of Gemara over here, yeah, and then we'll see, you know, if we could take care of outside questions. Yeah? So let's just learn this piece of Gemara again. Okay, so we start with the Gemara where we have a source in the Pasuk that talks about Kofel Nefesh Ritzeach. The Gemara's Havamina is that the Pasuk is talking about when he's mechuyev two things, right? And the Pasuk is coming to tell us that there's no chiyev moment. Basically, it's like another source to a kimlei idea. And that's the Gemara's question, why do we need it? And that the Gemara says that necham, the Pasuk is not referring to when he's mechuyev two. The Pasuk is when he's only mechuyev on Misa. And the issue is that whether he could redeem himself from the Misa by paying... By paying off in the first pasuk, right? That was the first Gemara, right? Then Gemara brings a pasuk by Golos. A pasuk also talks about Kofir Lonas El Irmik Lata. The Gemara over there initially understands that it's a Kimlei idea, and on that the Gemara says that it's also not. And on that Gemara asks, well, if so, Tati Kroi Lomali. Now, the Hemshech HaGemara Kepshute sounds like that this is the basis of the Sakadatech of the Gemara. Right? That being that were this second Pasuk to be talking about when for a Koifer in that concept, so Tarti Lomali, right? So that's why the Gemara originally assumed that it's probably not coming for that. It's coming for a Kimlei idea. So I mean, it's really like a Mamonoshah, because whatever it's coming for, that we don't need it, right? Mm-hmm. So Luchar says I would think that it's a Mamonoshah kind of kasha, not necessarily that you have a better option. Akoponim Zot Gemara. The Gemara comes out that both these psukim are to tell me that we're not going to accept Momin to redeem him from the chiv that he has, whether it's a chiv misa because of a mezid or because of the chiv golus machmas or etzicha b'shoegi utzrichi. Dash min a mezid mishum lechame yisure. Zok the Gemara, if the pasuk tells us by mezid chame yisure, and therefore the punishment is non negotiable. Over there, that I wouldn't have known Akoponim from there. Maybe it wouldn't be like that. That's what the pasuk has to tell me. V'yash minan shoygig, zoktimam shum deleka ibud neshama. That shoygig, that the Torah is not going to allow one to replace it, is because what he's getting, regardless, is something which has a limit to the punishment. No, ibn neshama, av meizid dik ibn neshama em eloi tzricha. But meizid, that the issue over here is preserving a life. Zok Rashi nefshachas mi Yisrael, is that maybe over there?
He's a murderer.
Yeah.
I don't know why
you need
him around.
What? Okay. All right. Okay. You see over here that we still have trust. We still believe. We believe even a murderer. Like, you know, right? He could do tshuva. Right? Don't cross him off. Right? Yeah. Aim aloy tzricha. Yeah, let's see the Rashi. Zok Rashi. Utsricha. That's mean amazing. So Rashi de lo lifrik nafshe b'momin. If the Torah would just tell me that on amazed, he can't redeem himself, his chiv misa with momin. Have a mean of mishum dechomer yisurei. Since it was done by made, it's chomer yisurei. So that's, you know, that we can't negotiate on that punishment. Avol b'shoygeg lifrik nafshe b'momin migolos. Then maybe he could. V'yashmin in shoygeg zokrashi. His punishment doesn't.
Is galus a punishment, or is galus a way that he has to go there that the girl Adam can't kill him?
It's definitely a punishment. Definitely a punishment. Yeah, right.
Because he walks out of the Arabic club, the girl Adam can kill him.
Right, but it's not merely. Right, it's a chiv that he has, and even if he's a well protected person, he has his
bodyguards.
Right, he's mukhiv to go. Right.
And the fact that he has to stay there and goes out will get killed. The would go out and would get killed is part of the onus of galus. Right, it's not like two separate punishments.
Right, right.
That's part of the onus. The fact that
his onus is that if he goes out of there, he can get killed, or, you know, that's part of the onus.
There is some degree, a partial chiyuv misa, even in golus. Right, the fact that the goel hadam is allowed to kill him under certain circumstances. It's a limited chi of misa.
Does not call the murderer if the girl Adam kills him?
No.
True enough. The question is he a tzaddik?
Right. Yeah, machlokes is tanoim about it, right? You know, right. Yeah.
Some say he's a tzaddik?
Tzaddik, but that component. But we view it as if he's carrying out the chi of misa. That's how it could be understood. According to everyone, to some degree, it's a certain level of a chiyuv misa. His life is he has some kind of life sentence over here. It might be limited, right? But there is to a certain degree.
So galus is like a partial misa. Is that what you're saying?
There is a certain bechina of misa in it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, when the Gemara says over here that Shegeg is Ein Begalusa Ibn Neshama, that means it's not a definite Ibn Neshama, right? But there is a certain aspect of Ibn Neshama which is in Golos also. As a matter of fact, certain situations of a harig b'shoigig, if I'm not mistaken,
I think there's a
shayin, you know, der chaliya, there's no golus, is it more kal, it's more chomer. I think the Rambam it's mevui that there's certain ifanim when a harig b'shoigig doesn't have the right conditions for golos, and then his situation is that he got to hide because the girl, it's his nefesh is allowed for the girl down to keep it, and he doesn't have golos to save him. I don't remember right now. I think with Ram's talk with Mamash Dad see it, but the Ram has an oath in there. I think could be a hymn obvious on this basis. It's Mamash Derech Aliyah. But there's such an oath in that it wouldn't comply to, I think it's even Shakatan de Gimor over there in Makis, right, where Derech Aliyah is more common, more kal, right? And Akapanim, but I find him where it's more chomer, and therefore, Golus is not mechiv because he's not eligible to get a kapora merely with Golus. So that aspect is still there.
So What's he do?
He has to hide. He has to, yeah.
And I always thought there was a different aspect of galus also, is that you're going to go live with the, you know, the levim tzaddikim. And they're going to be mashpia on you to be, you know, misogyny.
Rehabilitation.
Right.
Okay. Like that's far for Eved Ivri also. With the Eved Ivri, hopefully we'll go to a good family
I mean, can you voluntarily go live in there? You say, oh, the Levim, they're tzaddikim there. I want to go live with the Levim. I want to go live in...
we'll sometimes accommodate some people. If they want to learn Dabashua, we'll let them into the Levim.
Yeah, okay. Alright, let's see if we just look, see just a little bit, a couple of lines over here. Zakta Gemara.
But you are learning that Gullus is a partial Ibud Neshama?
I mean, it's not coming from his Gemara.
It's not coming from his Gemara.
Zotimora. Yeah, let's see a little further. Ulo ores le chupar le dam ashe shupar bo kim dam shofchoi. The pasuk says that concerning a retzeach, that the only way kapara could be received is if the retzeach himself is killed. No other way. Which Zokrashi loyma. I'm sorry. Kim dam shofchoi Zokrashi. Loy be pidyin moment. That pasuk, right, seems to be addressing this, the only way that a kapara could be accomplished to a retzeich is only through his own blood. So that pasuk would seem to be saying v'loy b'pidyon moment. So Rashi lomali atzmoros kasha miloy sikl koyfer nafko. That's what the other pasuk is coming for. Now this could possibly be a cheshbin, right? Why the Gemara understood the previous pasuk differently. Right? It's just giving you something to work with. Right?
That original pasuk tells us he can't pay the ransom, and therefore the first pasuk maybe meant Kimle.
For Kimle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's happening now, right? That's the basis of this Gemara's
question. Now we said the first pasuk is the can't pay the rent, so what do we mean this
one? Right, very good. Mm-hmm. So, Timur, mi'bad lechidisanya, minayin she'im nis'arfa eglo v'achak achrim sa'ahirig. This is concerning egla rufa, the parish of egla rufa. Find someone that was killed. V'lo yinoida mi'iko. So, we measure to the closest city, and that city has to bring an eglo which acts as a kaporo. Minayin shim nis'arfa eglo. So we went through the process of bringing the eglo arufa, and that the pasuk says that there's a nikapel hamadam, and now nimsa ha'horig. Minayin shim poich noiso shinem alois lechup aladam asheshupach bo. Zotimor, that's what the pasuk is coming for. We already know that stam to pay a ransom, not. Navos, in this case over here, that there is a din of egla rufo, which is given to accomplish kapora, and therefore one might have thought that if the egla rufo is brought, and then first the retzeich is found, so in that case you don't kill him. That's what the pasuk is addressing over here. So Rashi, Shein Poitnoi Soiloi Makfar Niskaper Bu'udai Sofik, Sho'egl Mechaperes Al HaSofik. Now, I'm sure that this question is bothering us, that, I mean, Egla Arufa, I mean, who's it a kapora for? Right, I mean, it's a kabbalah for the retzeich, right? The psukim over here seem to be saying that it's a kalpora for the chveis, the people of the city that's nindad close to, maybe we look at them and that they're responsible in some way, and therefore a kapara has been ruled. But did anyone ever think that it's a kapara for the retzeach? Why should it be kapara for the retzeach?
The pasuk says kapara am for Yisrael.
Right. So
retzeach presumably is part of Yisrael.
That's true, but not as retzeach, right? not in that capacity.
For his role in not doing a shmira.
What?
For his role in not doing a shmira. like everybody else
in right, exactly, right. That's bad all, but not that. Yeah. Right? So this more l'chor needs a bit of explanation why I would think that the kapora of the Egla Aruf would even address the Ritzeach himself, and therefore the punishment of the Ritzeach should be affected by the Egla Arufa.
This Maisa with Sicha had a kapara.
Yeah, but again, did you understand the Egla Arufa being that way? That it's because they didn't do a Livui to protect him. That was the Aveira.
But you wouldn't bring an Egla Arufa if you had found him first, right? So
you're saying there was no we didn't do a Levui, but he was never killed. We wouldn't do an Egla Arufa for that.
What?
No,
find the murderer first. You wouldn't do an Egla Arufa,
right?
Right. In other words, this is it seems like this is bound up with doing a chuppah.
That shows you that. It's only, you only do this thing because we don't know who the murderer is.
You're sort of giving like a general.
That shows that this is a kapara for this ma'aser v'sicha.
So I wouldn't have said it that way. Maybe it's because it's something that you owe to the mace. You owe something to the mace, either to get the murderer or to show a kavod to this mace that you didn't do something right.
So once you say that, so you would think that. So once you show the kavod, in other words, that the ikker reason for the onish is for the kavod of the mace and not for...
Every time you punish the murderer, you're punishing him maybe for kavod of mace.
Right, that might have been the Habamina.
Are you punishing the murderer because he did something bad and he deserves punishment? Or are you punishing him? Right,
because he did something to this person,
and that person needs to be avenged. Whatever that be,
Right. That might have been that's what I'm thinking. Maybe the Havamina was you avenged this guy by doing the Egla Arufa. So now, okay, so this guy, the murderer, is the murderer.
Something to that effect. I upon him.
Do you have a different idea?
No. I would think along these lines. I don't know if you have to say as far as that. Just some kind of a vengeance. And once he did that, it was avenged. But Akoponim, see the idea of Egla Rufo, maybe one could have understood that what it is. That to some degree we view that there was some kind of goyim, some kind of cause, and kol zman that we don't have the direct cause, right, to punish, so we see them as the causer, right, and therefore they need their kapara, right? That's the idea of the Egla Rufa. So just I'm saying what you're saying, just maybe tone it down a little bit. And what it'll be like is that the Chiv Misa that is given to a person is only when the full achrayis, responsibility for their action, is not addressed, and that's when there's a mokum for a Chiv Misa. But once that the Egla Aruf was brought, and therefore that there was some kind of kapara, there was responsibility taken for this action, even in a much lesser degree, but now already the full brunt is not on the Ritzeach anymore. So therefore, in this situation, we don't know that there's a chi of misa, right? Not necessarily that, you know, that's all it is, and you know, and it was fully taken care of. I'm just saying a little bit lighter, right? That in order to give the Ritzeach Misa, that the Chi of Misa is only when we find that this Misa wasn't addressed at all. Right? If it wasn't addressed, then that's where the Chi of Misa is on him. But when this Chi was already addressed by a Egla Rufa, so now we don't have enough of the responsibility here, which causes him to deserve a chi of misa. Right? So I'm just saying that same idea that he's saying, just toning it down a little bit. Not saying that it's all the same thing, right? Of course, right? But this that we find the chi of misa is only when the full responsibility still exists. It wasn't addressed at all. Okay.
Let's say somebody leaves a city and a lion comes and rips him apart. So, Do we have a kind on the owner, the elders of the city, and we say, there's a Canaan, you are Malavim, and if you would have been Malavim properly, he wouldn't have been torn apart by this lion, and therefore you have to do something about Kapara process? We don't find such a thing.
Okay, fine. So what are you getting at?
So it's specifically, somehow the Egla Rufa is speaking directly to the murderer. It's not just the fact that they weren't Malavim. I mean, that's part of it, but it's more than that. This is somehow an atonement for the murder. It's somehow a degree of, but the Chiddush Ha'Gemara is, it's only an atonement for the murder if we don't know who the murderer is. Once we find out who the murderer is, it's not it doesn't help for that. But the Havamina was that this is an atonement for the murder. It's not just that we were not Malavim, it's more than that.
Okay. You're raising a good point, and you have to look at the Mefarshim in the Parsha of Egla Rufa, which maybe you'll find an explanation over there why the Parsha is addressed to a Ritzeach. Leinoida mihikohu, it seems to be that limited to Ritzicha of some form. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If it has to do with the protection. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have to look at the Mefarshim. I would first do some research over there, right, before we build on the question. Okay,
is your assumption that if they had done a Levui, the lion wouldn't have killed him? I assume that's
your assumption. That they did a Levui, this guy wouldn't murder him.
Yeah.
Why?
Because a Ritzeach isn't so chutzif to do it if he sees there are other people around. Now he's got to kill five people.
No, the Malavim to the edge of the city. He got killed outside the city.
Oh,
they're not Malavim all the way to his destination.
Okay.
The Malavim a little bit to show him that they care about him, and they say they only have to Malavim Dal Amos. It's technically. I mean, it's not. They're not
going to
be Malavim.
Oh.
So I mean, this really is a question that the Mefarshim discussed. That how does the Levi make a difference? You know, with the Ritzeach,
psychologically,
right?
It makes the guy more confident, and he feels he's not alone in the world, and he won't be as vulnerable, and he won't be as much of a target.
So once he's saying these stories, now you have to see whether that's applicable to other causes.
I think that's what they say, something like that.
Right. Okay.
So
right.
Even by a lion, that would help. Okay.
Yeah. Efshinish. Right. That's we have to. To see the Mefarshim, whether they explain this that's limited to Ritzicha might have to do, Taka, with that this maybe this only applies to such a thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Right, had a chance to delve a little bit over here. I think our time has come, so we'll have to hold over here.
You do the top of Lamed Chesed Aleph.